The Supreme Court has handed the federal government another legal victory in the war on terrorism. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to review a ruling by a federal appeals court that upheld the government's right to hold secret immigration hearings as part of the war on terrorism. The Supreme Court action effectively hands the federal government a legal victory by preserving its right to hold secret deportation hearings to protect national security. The appeals court ruling had been appealed by newspapers in the state of New Jersey. Their lawyers argued that the press and the public have a right to know what transpired in the secret immigration hearings in the wake of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The secret immigration hearings have been widely criticized by civil liberties groups. Rebecca Thornton is with the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights in New York. She says she's disappointed that the Supreme Court declined to take action.
The press doesn't have access to these proceedings. There's no way to tell whether they're being conducted fairly, whether the individuals who are appearing before these proceedings have access to counsel, you know, what kind of barriers they're facing in achieving in making sure that their rights to due process are observed.
Government prosecutors have asked for closed immigration hearings when they designate a detainee is of special interest to the government's terrorism investigation. Justice Department officials argue that revealing details about suspects detained for questioning could tip off terrorist groups as to how much the government knows about specific terrorist cells or plans. FBI Director Robert Mueller has defended the secret deportation hearings as an important part of the Bush administration's war on terrorism.
Well, the top priority is counterterrorism to prevent another September 11th. I don't think there is an agent or a support person in the Bureau that did not understand in the wake of September 11th that we had to focus on that responsibility to assure that that did not occur again.
Justice Department officials say that of the 766 detainees designated as of special interest in connection with the terrorism investigation, 505 have been deported. Last week, the Justice Department sent a report to Congress that said about 50 detainees are being secretly held as material witnesses in connection with the investigation into the September 2001 terrorist attacks. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.